It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Our just-ended fall fund drive is the subject of this Thursday email from listener Joan. You are hurting your supporters. How can you justify interrupting the middle of a show like On Point, where it is important to hear the whole topic? I just have to turn it off and turn it on after your interference. On news shows, you should only break in at the start and end of the program. I have contributed, but do not want to be punished by having you continually interrupt a show. Cynthia from Lexington says, I really miss the classical music that you used to have. I do not listen very often anymore and have not given for a while, but I do sometimes listen to the news program, so I thought I should give you something. Along with a pledge on Friday, Dana from Pikeville wrote, recently moved to Pikeville from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and happy to find I can still get great NPR programming from WEKU. Not only do I still get to hear Fresh Air and Wait as before, but I'm also enjoying some shows that were not in the lineup in Milwaukee, like Q with Gian Gomeshi and The World. The only request I have is for more local or Eastern Kentucky news updates instead of the Lexington-based news. Andrew from Lexington writes, really like talk, not music during the day. Would like talk 24 hours. I'm abandoning the other station in Lexington because they stopped having BBC during the night. Would like WEKU to pick that up. We're grateful for all the comments and glad to keep your identity anonymous even when you leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. But we do need to know who you are. Send your email to weku at eku.edu. Our Twitter handle is at 889weku. The email again, weku at eku.edu. The comment line, 859-622-1657. And be sure to tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 889weku.